I am a father. I am a father. I am a father. Even now, less than half a year into the young life of Josie Canning, I still find myself staring at her daughter's tiny form with almost gormless wonder. She is, as every parent will tell you of their child, perfect. But Josie actually is perfect. Someday she will come to understand that. We'll make sure of it. Meg and I became a mum and dad at precisely 11:06 a.m. on Tuesday, the 28th of May 2024, in Limerick's maternity hospital. That's when my old life ended, in a way. Until then, everything I'd chased and been measured by had an identifiable finish line. Success or failure, light or dark. The only version of myself that really made sense, the version that was fully in sync with the world around me, was that of the hurler. Then, almost in an eye blink, that world tightened into something no metric could define. I'd say I heard the baby's cry within 4 minutes of stepping into the operating theatre. The magic of a caesarean. Meg had been kept in overnight just for monitoring of her blood pressure. The due date still thought to be 2 weeks away. But that morning, I was awoken to a 7:30 a.m. phone call. "We're having a section at 10:30. When Marguerite, the midwife, confirmed that we had a healthy baby girl, the emotion really hit me. We'd chosen not to know the baby's gender in advance, yet had long settled on a girl's name. If it was a boy, we were undecided.